How do you do, everyone? I've got a cup of tea here, which I'm about to drink.
I don't know what the world is coming to.
Let's see how old waves fall. As the world fell, each of us in our own way was broken. It was hard to know who was more crazy.
She wanted everything to be different. The whole world.
As do I.
Just more music.
Niggle, fuck your mouth. 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 Niggle, fuck your mouth.
Haha, you crazy for this, Gambino.
Niggle, fuck your mouth.
Flint Floor's got your back, though. Only for the haters. Baby, check the blogs. What she gon' say? Everybody talk about Flint Floor. See, is he real? He can't rap. Take that back, I rap all tracks. And some blog be talking smack. Been chill too long, time to react. Y'all got fans? Yes, we do. And sold out shows, so screw you too. Floor's got fame, now he's sexy. Dang, these girls be all on me. Open those lips, boon appetite. Give me them toes, let me lick them feet. Like doggy food, I'm pedigree. So hating blogs, get off of me. Don't care about what you gotta say. And no, I'm not Charlie Murphy.
I hang with a Jeep, bang with a Jeep. Got lady fans that really wanna smang with a Jeep. Y'all thinking to dig one creep. Wanna poop, tryna dig up dirt like the Jeep's gon' sleep. Too deep for you to figure out. So little blocker, send my down and you just might lose it. Have a seat, shut your mouth, turn us up to the thicker cap off and enjoy the music. Yeah, I'm front. Does it make a difference? If I said the make away, would you turn around and take me off the hit list? Yeah, I don't think so. Are you mad right now? Yeah, I know. Go home, put your thumb in your mouth and lay in a position that's fetal. No time for babies, only cater to the fans and ladies. Start writing this trash in your blood, playing around, acting like you hate me. Young Hummer.
Yeah.
I'm a Mac Pro with an afro, and you guys blow like the Satchmo. And my cash flow out the asshole, and my last show was the camp toe. Saw your blog on Thursday, you only reblog shit girls say. You didn't retweet my birthday, all your comments say first are so gay. Okay, we the fanboys, sex fantasies with androids. But I fucking mean when I'm writing, if I see you nigga, we fighting all that shit. Take a whiff, move in silence like a gif. If you try to hack my phone, you'll see pics when you ain't home, man. Roy T to the maximum, got racks, so we stacking them. I like beat when it's actual. I love how niggas talk that shit when you know you ain't catching them. Man, racist on your page, you should be on Key and Peele. Is that really how you feel? Nigga, the internet isn't real. Yeah, I saw a lady get fucked in the ass by a goat. Laugh for an hour, that's all she wrote. Would I laugh if I saw that shit in real life? Yes. Fuck your blog with a broomstick. I could fuck your girl with a Q-tip. If I see you, nigga, let's do shit. Gambino, boy, you stupid.
My argument with so much psychoanalysis is the preconception that suffering is a mistake or a sign of weakness or a sign even of illness, when in fact possibly the greatest truths we know have come out of people's suffering. That the problem is not to undo suffering or to wipe it off the face of the earth, but to make it inform our lives instead of trying to cure ourselves of it constantly and avoid it. And avoid anything but that lobotomized sense of what they call happiness. There's too much of an attempt, it seems to me, to think in terms of controlling man rather than freeing him, of defining him rather than letting him go. Mm-hmm. And it's part of the whole ideology of this age, which is power mad.
Modern psychology has a word that is probably used more than any other word in psychology. It is the word maladjusted. It is the ringing cry of modern child psychology, maladjusted. Now, of course, we all want to live a well-adjusted life in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities. But as I move toward my conclusion, I would like to say to you today, in a very honest manner, that there are some things in our society and some things in our world of which I'm proud to be maladjusted. And I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted to these things until the good society is realized. I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to racial segregation and discrimination. I never intend to adjust myself to religious bigotry. I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few, leave millions of God's children smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society.
This is a childish application of psychoanalysis, which does not take at all into consideration the very real political and systematic waste of resources, of technology, and of the productive process. For example, planned obsolescence. For example, the production of innumerable brands and gadgets who are, in the last analysis, all the same. The production of innumerable different marks of means. And this prosperity at the same time, consciously or unconsciously, leads to a kind of schizophrenic existence. I believe that in this society an incredible quantum of aggressiveness and destructiveness is accumulated precisely because of the empty prosperity, which then simply erupts.
Long live the Queen.
Song I hate.
Plastic chairs. Of course.
Okay. It's a plastic planet.
Is it a plastic planet?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
Because there's a layer of plastic over the entire planet.
A layer of plastic?
Well, these small particles are coating the surface of the Earth.
Yeah.
They're blown by the wind.